The Best Present Ever by Shy in Sunlight. Regulus sits cross-legged on the sofa, pretending to be absorbed in unwrapping Uncle Ignatius's present. What he's really doing is stealing glances at Sirius, who's sprawled on the carpet surrounded by a mess of shredded wrapping paper and ribbons. He's wearing reindeer pajama bottoms and that stupid Sex Pistols shirt that makes Mother's already thin lips disappear entirely, committed as ever to stretching her nerves. Even like this, especially like this, he's magnetic and unhinging with the sheer force of his gravity.
"Regulus, darling, do you show your father what Aunt Druella sent?" Mother says.
He struggles to remember which box was from whom. Everything's a blur, and he's lost among the cufflinks and books he would normally cherish, because Sirius catches his eye again and gives him that secret smile, the one that means, "Later," and his whole body feels tingly. He wonders if he'll ever see this smile again after today. "Here," he picks up a box, hoping it's the right one. He couldn't care less what's inside, not when Sirius stretches lazily, his shirt riding up to show a slice of skin of his stomach, and he nudges Regulus's thigh with a socked foot. Father is making polite noises about the crystal decanter set they received from the Malfoys, and Regulus forces himself to nod along. The parade is endless, and he has no patience for any of it, because the real thing, the best part of Christmas, is yet to come. When Mother finally rises to seek her traditional headache remedy in the study, where the good brandy lives, Sirius is on his feet in an instant. "Come on, Reggie," he says, tugging him up by the wrist. "I have your gift upstairs." His heart thuds so loudly it echoes in his chest, and he wonders how Sirius can't hear it. Maybe he can. He lets himself be pulled along, floating in a haze of anxious excitement, trying not to focus on how Sirius's thumb is absently stroking his pulse point. There's nothing unusual about this. They've always been tactile, always gravitating towards each other. Tears kissed away from cheeks, shoulders pressed when reading together, legs tangled under shared blankets during late-night talks. They are two halves of the same breath, one always drawing in as the other exhales. But it's been different lately. Worse. Better. It's hard to tell. Everything's complicated.
"Myram?"
Sirius asks. Regulus swallows.
"Mine."
"All right, I'll get your present then."
Sirius is back in a blink with a flat little package in his hand. It's wrapped, but it's a mess, tape hanging off it in clumps, corners fraying from being stuffed in a pocket. The pre-made bow on top, crumpled and shiny red, is tacked on crooked, the undeniable proof that it's Sirius's handiwork. He flops onto Regulus's bed with an audible bounce, and pats the space beside him with a wide grin.
"Come here, Reggie. I want you to open yours first."
Regulus hurries to sit. His legs feel like lead, but he manages to settle beside his brother, their thighs pressing together in a casual way that suddenly doesn't feel so casual anymore.
"You're being quiet today,"
Sirius frowns, brushing a black curl from Regulus's forehead. He has to bite back a whimper.
"Everything okay?"
"No," he wants to say. "Nothing's okay." "Yeah, I'm okay."
"Liar,"
Sirius says fondly, but he lets the subject drop in favor of handing Regulus the little package.
"Go on. You better like it."
His chin hooks over Regulus's shoulder to watch him open it, and the warmth of his breath on his skin is almost too much to bear. Skinny fingers tremble, and sticky tape unsticks. Inside is... oh. His eyes widen as he recognizes the fake ID, with his face looking solemnly back at him, paired with a stranger's name in official-looking print. It's a perfect job. Perfectly professional. Perfectly illegal.
"Siri,
I know you hate being left at home alone."
His brother's voice is soft against his ear, arms tightening around him. The careless affection forces Regulus to suppress a shudder.
"I hate leaving you behind, too. Feels wrong going out, knowing that you're stuck here in this miserable quiet. No more of that, yeah?"
All those Friday nights of lying in Sirius's too empty bed, breathing in the ghost of his scent on his pillow.
wondering where he is, who he's with, counting the hours until he stumbles back home so Regulus can pretend to be asleep, knowing his brother will inevitably crawl in beside him, wrap his arms around him, and breathe into his neck. Safe, real, present.
How did you get this?
Quality work, isn't it? Being the family disappointment has its perks. He grins. I know a guy who knows a guy. And don't worry, I'm not expecting you to suddenly go wild or anything, just in case you want to come with me. I hope you'll want to. I'll take care of you, Reggie, you know I will. I wouldn't let anything bad happen to you.
Tears prick at his eyes, and he twists away before Sirius can see him blink them back. He swallows a lump in his throat and puts the ID on his bedside table. It looks strangely at home there. It shouldn't matter as much as it does.
Do you like it?
I love it. I love you.
Thank you. So, what about mine?
Your present isn't...
Hey, Sirius grins. If you're about to say you forgot my present, I swear to God, Reggie, I'll smack you.
The teasing is torture when his heart is trying to climb out of his throat, and the threat of a smack doesn't sound half as bad as it should. He manages to crack a small smile. He twists in Sirius's arms until they're facing each other, forcing himself to meet his brother's eyes, that now are watching him with a curious glint. He is not imagining this. No, he can't. Not with all those lingering touches that burn too hot to be innocent. Not with how those hands always find their way to his skin like they can't help themselves. He's not crazy. Or maybe he is. But there's too much evidence to ignore, so if he's wrong, well, he's damned either way. It's now or never.
Close your eyes.
Sirius cocks an eyebrow, but he complies immediately.
If you're about to put dog shit in my hair again...
No, just trust me.
Trust you?
His brother's eyes are closed, but his smile is wicked.
No way.
Regulus pokes him in the ribs, eliciting a pained laugh.
Do you want your present or not?
He tries to sound stern, but his voice quivers. He's grateful Sirius's eyes are closed. Otherwise, he could see how terrified he is, how every second of silence feels like the world caving in.
All right. Sirius's
smile softens.
I'm at your mercy. Do your worst.
He leans closer, hesitating. His brother is still now, seeming to sense something in the silence. The banter evaporates, leaving the air heavy between them. He's feverish as he raises his trembling fingers to Sirius's jaw, whose breath catches at the touch, but he doesn't open his eyes, doesn't pull away.
Reggie?
It's barely a whisper, uncertain in a very unfamiliar way. Instead of answering, Regulus leans in and presses his lips to Sirius's. For one terrible moment, nothing happens. Sirius goes completely rigid, his whole body stiffens, and Regulus's heart is shattering. He's ruined everything. God, he's so stupid, so utterly stupid. He should have known it was all wishful thinking. Then Sirius makes a sound like he's been punched and surges forward, one hand coming up to tangle in Regulus's hair, while the other pulls him closer by the waist. His mouth opens, desperate, greedy, and he groans, kissing back with a fervor that knocks both air and sense out of Regulus, leaving him gasping. Years and years of raw hunger and quiet longing, of dreams and nightmares and aching want, it all spills out as Sirius backs him up until his back hits the wall beside his bed. The hand in his hair tightens, pulls and tilts his head for a deeper angle, and Regulus goes boneless. This isn't the careful, gentle first kiss he imagined for himself. No, Sirius is all-consuming, taking and taking and taking, and good Lord, if Regulus isn't ready to be taken. He was born ready.
Fuck.
Sirius breaks away to gasp for air, eyes wild and dark.
Do you have any idea? Any fucking idea how long I've...
He cuts himself off by kissing Regulus again and again, until his brother is a puddle in his arms, lips swollen and eyes glassy, holding on to him with a grip that's borderline painful. Regulus can barely process what's happening. The world has gone woozy,
and Sirius is the only point of balance. All he can do is to kiss back, pull him closer, sigh and beg and clutch until they're writhing against each other.
Siri,
he manages when his brother's lips move to kiss his neck.
You, do you want...
Want?
Sirius laughs against his throat, the sound so broken it's nearly a sob.
Want? Christ, I've been going out of my mind. I've been dying for this, for you. Seeing you wearing my clothes, having you in my bed, not being able to touch you, feeling so bloody guilty for even thinking that I... Fuck, Reggie, fuck, you have no idea.
Another kiss, deep and messy, teeth biting down on his bottom lip, and Regulus thinks he could die like this, right here, with Sirius's mouth on him, his heart blooming and beating out of his chest.
I thought it was just me.
He sinks his nails into the exposed skin of Sirius's waist, relishing the hiss he receives in response.
I thought I was sick for wanting...
Sirius catches his chin, tilting his burning face back up, eyes fierce and blazing.
No, don't you dare. You're perfect. You're everything. You're all I ever fucking wanted, all right? To kiss you every night, I could have... Fuck, we've wasted so much time. I've just been so scared.
Scared?
Yeah, scared shitless.
Regulus can't help a hysterical laugh.
You're never scared of anything.
Death threats, fist fights, mother's bullshit, bring the whole damn circus. But losing you?
Sirius closes his eyes and rests his forehead against Regulus's, his breath shallow and his voice small.
I'm terrified.
You could never lose me.
Sirius makes a soft sound and pulls him close again, kissing him with a new tenderness that sends an ache shooting down Regulus's spine, settling deep and needy. When they break apart, though, his familiar troublemaker grin returns.
You know, I can't help but notice,
he drawls, fingers playing with the hem of Regulus's shirt,
that you didn't actually give me anything. A bit unfair, don't you think, after my incredibly thoughtful present?
He can't resist kissing him again, stealing a sharp inhale. But before Regulus could even try to defend himself, his brother reaches down and tears the red bow off the discarded wrapping. With an exaggerated gesture, he places it on the top of Regulus's head.
There,
he says, looking absolutely delighted with himself.
Now that's more like it. Best present ever.
You're insufferable,
Regulus mutters, his face matching the color of the bow, but he can't help leaning into the fingers that linger to play with his hair. Sirius kisses him again like it's the most natural thing in the world.
At least I'm yours to deal with.